Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
720 WGN, thanks for joining us. Howard Tallman joins us every Tuesday at this time. He's the general managing partner at G2T3V and Chicago High Tech Investors. He writes an article for Inc.com that we'll talk about in just a second. But if you listen to the show, you know that Howard was staunchly behind retired Judge Eileen O'Neill Burke, and we now know that she holds a lead of just 1,643 votes over former prosecutor Clayton Harris III. How's this going to play out, Howard?
Well, I hope that in the next couple of days we'll be done. I think the drop-dead date is April 2nd. That's when they absolutely are going to stop counting anything that happens to still come in. I think the number, by the way, is about 1,250 now. It's down from the 1,600, but the number outstanding is about 2,000, and you know it's not likely that that would break 100% for Harris. So, I think that she's in pretty good shape. I think they're counting now provisionals, which they typically throw half of them out. They're counting some from the county. And the city is almost all done. So, but again, you know, in the continuing, you know, drama of how crazy it is in the city of Chicago and in Cook County, the press has been admitted to watch the counting in the city, but the Cook County facility is closed to the press, so nobody knows what's going on there.
Huh. Now, Illinois is not an automatic recount state, so the right. Harris campaign would have 5 days to ask for a recount, and I have a feeling that's something they'll call for.
Well, they have to set up an exploratory committee that has to make some findings. This is a little bit like the last election, you know, where, as Rudy Giuliani, I think, was the one who said, well, we've got the cases, we just don't have the evidence yet. So, you know, it cost about $500,000. It has to have some good faith reason to be done. And I don't think he has any of those sort of prerequisites. So I don't, you know, I mean, people can call for whatever they want, but some court will eventually decide whether or not it makes sense to put everyone through that whole process, and I don't think there'll be a recount.
I always like to talk to you because I know that you are connected with many people in this city, and you always have an insider's perspective.
Well, this is interesting to me because you've already got people sort of spinning it, and you know, Kim Fox, of all the people who should basically keep her mouth shut, is saying, you know, don't think of this as a referendum. However, in a place where usually the Democrats, you know, get 80 or 90% of the votes, this is very significant here that the voting population is pretty much split down the middle. And to me, that's an acknowledgement that half of the people want to see change, which I think we desperately need.
And Howard, we all know you stand staunchly with Israel, but like every other human being, the thought of famine and starvation, it takes a toll on all of us. And in your article on Inc.com this week, you echoed something that you have spoke about on this show, and that is that technology has a role in feeding people. They're just not accessing it.
Well, you know, there's this great line, I don't know who first said it, but that the military always fights the last war. And, you know, once again, we're doing airlifts, if you can believe it, which we last did, I don't know, in 1948 or something like that. And they're dropping a drop in the bucket, no pun intended. What I was talking about in my article was some interesting new technology, which we're actually, you know, using and which they're using in SpaceX. And the Army is beginning to look very seriously at it, finally, which would solve, you know, it's not going to make it go away tomorrow, but they could drop several million of these little cubes, which look like gummies, frankly, and that's the composition. They're about an inch square, and they contain all the nutrients that you need for a meal instead of some, you know, dropping a bag of flour. So far they've killed about five people who the airlift dropped directly on, and then another few people in Gaza have drowned trying to recover supplies from the water. So this airlift situation isn't going super well. The pier is another 60 days away, but this idea is being used now in sports. It's being used in medicine, and, you know, it's miniaturization. It's using technology, and it would save lives. And, you know, it's unfortunate that, you know, we're not using the best available solutions that we have in order to address this horrible problem that's clearly going on there.
In your article, you say meal cubes are one-tenth the weight of MREs and take up 1/16 of the storage space, so they can be dropped, consumed immediately, and help. People are starving, and they need food now. So how long are they already in production?
Well, they're available. I mean, they can be produced in basically no time. In fact, the next generation, this is really crazy, the next generation will be 3D printed from a machine that you'll take a swab, and you'll swab your throat, and you'll stick the Q-tip into the machine, and it will read what you're deficient of in terms of proteins and lipids and other things, carbohydrates. And then it will build a cube that's specific and personal to you for you to use, to supplement the proteins and the vitamins and things that your body is missing. So that's where we're headed. And, you know, this is equivalent to a whole meal of a piece of salmon and some vegetables and some fruit. And it will happen eventually. I mean, it'll be something that you'll see athletes using on the sidelines of every sport. I mean, there's not even a question about that. And we're going to see more and more technology inform the way we take care of our bodies. We have to, because right now we're not doing a good job. Your car mechanic, as I like to say, knows more about your car than your doctor does about your body.
It's an interesting article. You should go to Inc.com and check it out. Just put Howard Tolman in the search bar. Thank you so much for joining us, Howard.
All right, Lise. Talk to you soon.
Howard Tolman every Tuesday on 720 WGN. Steve's News is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. WGN.